Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Steve, what is the rental car industry like?
Ever-changing every day. There's always stuff going on. People in and out, cars in and out.
I would assume, you know, like you get in the car and then you get out of the car, right?
Well, not in and out of the car. But the amazing thing is, though, is a lot of people are just like,
In and out, like the whole
exchanging of people. Flowing in and out. It's just like not just getting in and out.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking.
Because a lot of people will look at that and they say like, oh, you rent cars. Well, that's not that hard. This is like, that's a little bit more than that. It's a little bit more intense.
Dallas-Fort Worth, it was amazing. It was like pulling into a landing strip. There were so many. It was just like, it was literally, you had these different lanes, and all of us are coming in to turn our cars in, and it's maybe about five or six lanes going in this, I don't know, thousands and thousands of cars, and they're bringing you in like you're running a dragster race or something, bringing you in, and they have these, they scan you. I mean, if you, everything had a mark but us. If we would have had a mark, they would have scanned our foreheads, I guess. You know, and brought us in. And I remember one rental car that Donna got when we got to Denton to be able to, Dallas, DFW, to be able to check out Denton. And that car, you know, she got a good deal. And it was like, I don't know, it was like a stray jacket or something. So for me, it was like putting on a jacket. It was so small. I don't know why y'all even rent cars like that. That's kind of like, you know, challenging to people like me.
Well, there's some people that don't want anything on it. They're just like, I just like a go-kart, please.
Why is it? Is it money or is it just?
Well, a lot of times, too, it's like if there's well, there's gas too, but there's some people that
I don't have any gas. If they're,
I had to push it really hard. Some people that have like, you know, a corporate agreement, they're like, there's a budget and we don't want to pay anymore.
Yeah, and they're cheaper.
Yeah,
but if you're gonna go around looking sightseeing and you can't even see out this window because the it's so low,
you got to
bend
down.
You got to bend your head and all you can see is your lap when you're driving around. You got to trust the GPS because you can't see out the front window. That I finally looked at Don and I thought, I don't care. You know, we got to go back.
Yeah.
We got to go back and we're not gonna, you know, I'm not going to tell you the company because, you know, they're not one of our sponsors, but what if you were? And we went to the online and looked at this place and got a great deal for a real vehicle. Mm-hmm. It was a Jeep. Mm-hmm. It was a Jeep. And it was one of those cars that
Cherokee.
You just,
well, some Jeeps are really small. Get it clarified.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. The
thank you, Britannica.
I mean, I have it's just empty now. The and so
it was bigger.
It was one of those touch cars. You didn't have to put it. It's keyless entry.
It was a touch.
Yeah. We don't have much time. I got to focus. And so you would just touch the car and it would unlock. That's not good for my personality. Don and I look at each other. Like, did you touch it? I don't know. Did you touch it? Is it locked? Let's touch it again. Clunk. Did it unlock or I don't want it. Look over the side. Touch it again. And it was terrible. Who wants something that you touch and you don't know if it unlocked or locked? Can you imagine that? Mm-mm. Well, right now, there's reports that one of the biggest thefts going on right now is keyless entry cars.
Really?
Because, if you have the key in your pocket, you can touch the car, or I guess on your hand or something. How does it know it's in your pocket? But if you touch the car, it just unlocks it. I need to be consciously involved in unlocking something.
Exactly.
Because I have to be consciously involved in locking it. Mm-hmm. And if you don't get me involved in that, I'm like, I won't even know. I won't even know what happened. But I just heard reports in the news that, you know, cars are being this keyless entry thing. Finally, we're getting some reason here. Yeah, you should actually stick the key in a hole and turn it. I think we can do this. We can do this. We can stay engaged in life. I mean, think, next thing you know, you're just thinking it's going to unlock. Well, I want to encourage you today that, you know, when it comes to being and getting things the right size, you know, live your life fully, you know, make the decisions you have. And so many people live cramped lives because they're thinking, you know, I got to scrimp and I got to do all this. You know, you live your life to the fullest, enjoy everything. And sometimes it means you have to upsize so that you can actually enjoy what God is doing for you and be able to get a good viewpoint of what's happening. And one of the biggest things you can do is to reach out to other people and help them see life's bigger than a compact view. That there's things they can do. There's missions they can go to. There's people that they can help. And be engaged in life. Life is not about a keyless entry. God said, go take dominion of the world. Don't just touch the world and it automatically happens. You know, we have to be engaged. I encourage you today, make a decision saying, you know what? I am going to get involved in my life. It's a real deal. God gave it to me, and I'm going to use it, and I believe the Lord's going to bless me. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.